Well, the Sydney gunman apparently were motivated by ISIS. That's according to Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. These two gunmen killed 15 people at a Jewish holiday celebration. Just people just trying to celebrate the Festival of Lights, children, everyone, all the way up to a Holocaust survivor. David Kurzman is the Senior Director of Community Affairs at Jewish Federation of Detroit. And David, my question to you is how local Jewish people are reacting to this news.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. It is unfortunately a terribly shocking situation, but sadly, it's not surprising to our community. And I feel I've said this before on these airwaves, that in a climate of historic levels of anti-Semitism, which was certainly the case in Australia, the local community reports that in the year following October 7th, 2023, they experienced 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents. And most of the community lives, the Jewish community of Australia lives in Sydney or Melbourne. And so this is a very concentrated area of Jewish community being targeted, schools being defaced, synagogues firebombed, businesses targeted, individuals attacked. So it's scary, and unfortunately, it's an ever-present threat to the Jewish community worldwide.
David, you know, you had hundreds that gathered downtown for the menorah and the D celebration, and we heard people say that the attack actually made them more determined to be there. You know, talk about why the public visibility is so important when you got times like this.
Indeed, it was a great night for Jewish Detroit. It was a great night for the city of Detroit when the menorah was lit just Sunday night. Hundreds, thousands of people gathered to celebrate the holiday. We woke up Sunday morning preparing for that event with our partners, and there was a real fear. Well, how would we go forward with the event? But there was a quick decision. It didn't take long to conclude that we would move forward. We are a resilient community. We're a determined community. No attack against Jews anywhere is going to stop our community from practicing our faith and celebrating our traditions. And it's really the most appropriate holiday in this sense, because Hanukkah is about bringing light into the darkness. This is a really dark time. It's a dark time for many communities. It's a dark time for our community. And yet we are going to continue to go out there and show the world that we're going to overcome whatever threat may be in front of us.
I'm just curious from your perspective, what you think can be done to tamp out this rhetoric, the heat on this. I mean, you know, we've done locally a pretty good job of faith leaders from all different corners that get together, that talk, that are able to have, civil discussions. That doesn't seem to be happening across the world. So what are we doing that's right, and what can we do even better?
Well, I just want to emphasize that it is the right of the Jewish community to be able to gather and live freely and celebrate our holidays and our traditions. It is the right of our community to do so, just like any other community.
Sure.
And yes, the beautiful promise of America is that all our diversity is celebrated, that every community gets to come out and practice freely in public spaces. Let's be honest about it, though. That has been challenged. I've been on to talk about an attack on Jews who were marching peacefully in Boulder, Colorado. Jews leaving a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C., practicing their faith, standing with their people. These are not uncommon incidents. And so to see something on this scale is shocking and horrifying, but unfortunately it continues to happen.
What about in Australia specifically? Jewish people there have said they felt ignored about the rising anti-Semitism. Is there something the government there did or didn't do?
I think it's a total failure of government, and I think it's incumbent upon our elected officials to lead the way in condemning hate and taking real action when there are issues that are raised. There was a study conducted in Australia about anti-Semitism. There were many, many recommendations made by the task force that was responsible for that study. None of them were implemented. It's absolutely shocking. And for the Prime Minister to stand up and say that he can't believe this would happen, well, look at the climate that has been fostered in your country. I think that's where Jewish people are calling out for help. The Jewish people cannot eliminate anti-Semitism on their own. It's the oldest form of hate. It's a pernicious form of hate. And we call on our leaders, we call on society to reject it outright.
And you know, several leaders, David, they call this part of a global surge in anti-Semitism. From your vantage point, is that what you're seeing?
That's precisely what it is. This is a very difficult time the past few years for the Jewish community, specifically since October 7th, 2023, when it seemed that the Hamas attacks in Israel unleashed a wave of global anti-Semitism. If you look at what has been going on in Australia, there was a protest in Sydney on October 9th, 2023. That was the day after Hamas's brutal attacks. Israel had just begun its defensive war against those terrorists that had invaded their country and targeted innocent civilians. There was a massive protest in Australia, in Sydney, targeting the Jewish community, calling out, reports indicate, calling out Jewish people, hate directed towards Jews, not any kind of objection to Israeli government policy or the Israeli government response, no, against the local community. So that's the climate, and we see it way too much around the world, and we call on our friends to stand with us as we move forward. And again, I can't stress enough, we are a determined community. We are going to move forward through this darkness.
And your message to local Jewish people celebrating right now?
Well, precisely that we will continue to celebrate, just as we did Sunday night at Menorah in the D, just as we've done in our homes every night. The Jewish tradition in Hanukkah is to put the menorah in our windows. We want the world to see our celebration of this great miracle that our people experienced thousands of years ago. We're going to continue to do so. We light the Hanukkah menorah every night for 8 nights. There are community celebrations. The Jewish Federation of Detroit is committed to securing our community with our Jewish community security partners. We are on high alert, and we are most grateful to our law enforcement partners who continue to look out for us. And mm-hmm. So as always, we tell our community, if you see something, say something, and continue to practice our traditions with great pride and joy.
All right, David Kurzman, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you all.
Mm. I mean, it must be scary to just be targeted because of your faith and your faith alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, it is one of the great, I think, part of what makes America so great, that beacon on the hill, is because... Yeah. That you can come here, you can be totally different. You can be unlike anything that anybody has ever seen or met, and you can experience this.
Yeah,
you can have the right to go out and practice your faith. This is a very fundamental flaw in kind of what we've become.
Yeah.
Yeah, just society descending into some dark times, as David mentioned. Okay, let's move on JR Morning. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk more about the Rob Reiner tragedy and how his son is involved, and also these super computing sites. Should they be here in our state? Join us.